Wrangell is making plans to rebuild parts of its downtown. The southeast city of about 2,100 people hopes to upgrade streets, sidewalks, utilities, and landscaping over the next few years. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the details.
Wrangell officials have been making plans for years to revitalize their downtown business district. Economic Development Director Carol Rushmore says the work is needed.
We have a lot of infrastructure problems that we need to deal with. The streets are bad. The sidewalks are bad. We have some utility work that needs to be done. And so we were trying to put it all into one project to do some great improvements and then to work with businesses to hopefully where they will do some improvements as well.
City officials are working with contractors to fine-tune what's to be done, but the project is officially state-run, which worries some local leaders.
We spent almost a year working out a memorandum of agreement with the state so that the city could be sure that our interests were represented and that we would have say in the things that we wanted, because it is our downtown street. It's not a state highway or anything. It's our downtown commercial corridor. And so we wanted to make sure that we would have the input necessary so that the project would be what we want.
The state engineer overseeing the project could not be immediately reached for comment. Rushmore says environmental and engineering work should be completed by the end of next year. She hopes construction will begin in the spring of 2010, with the actual work taking no more than another year. The original plan was to replace about a mile of streets, sidewalks, and utilities, in addition to safety and other upgrades. But that's been scaled back due to rising costs. The project's multi-million-dollar funding is coming from several state and federal agencies, though part of that money will go to other work around the community. Rushmore says the complexity of funding and ever-changing costs means she does not yet have a total price.
At this point in time, we don't know fully. And the reason being the costs of materials has gone up considerably since we did our sort of a preliminary engineering estimate several years ago. We've had to reduce the extent of the project due to some of the costs. We, you know, not having enough funds to do the entire length of the road. And so I cannot give you a figure right now.
Wrangell officials plan a November meeting to discuss plans and hear what residents have to say. Rushmore says public comments will help fine-tune project parameters.
It's a scoping meeting to look at, you know, impacts, to look at issues, to try to, you know, get from the community as a whole. But at the same time, they will be talking to some of the business owners that will be directly affected, but the whole community affected, because this is our commercial corridor. This is sort of the central location that our community does business in.
The community meeting will be from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Tuesday, November 18th at Wrangell's Nolan Center. This is Ed Schoenfeld.